Small Business Friday.
Let's face it, owning a business can be stressful. There's struggle, there's joy. It's one big roller coaster ride. At the end of the day, whether you're a one-person company or a company with over 200 employees, we've all got one thing in common. We're all here to beat the odds and succeed. And Joe and Elton are here to help. Here's your host, the sharpest dressed man in small business, Joe Tant, and everyone's favorite country boy businessman, Elton Hollis. This is the Small Business Friday podcast.
Small Business Friday is brought to you by The Nutrition Spot, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, Coldwell Bankers, Darcy Peel, Bison Specialty Services, and RT Technical.
Damn, it's Joe Friday! We're hanging out with the star of the show and the doc, Elton. Take this train wreck to the station,
man. No, apparently you don't watch Yellowstone. We're not taking anybody to the train station today. No, we're hanging out with Christy today. How you doing, Christy?
Doing very well. Good to see you.
So let me tell you, it's really the hardest part of this job is when you have somebody that has like 82 things that they're doing, so you really don't know what to focus on. Yeah, you ever tried to follow her Facebook? It's just like, what do you do? Is it this?
Everything.
Is it this?
Everything.
She's over there petting horses at Terrell Park.
I mean, consulting. She's containing things. It's amazing. It's a good
time. All right, Christy. So take a deep breath and tell us exactly what you do.
Yes. So I am the marketing director for Consolidated Containment. We focus on spill containment here in the area, and we also have offices located throughout Texas and along the Gulf Coast. I also do a lot of volunteers.
Wait, you babysit Cade, right? Is that part of the job,
yes,
too?
Okay. Absolutely, absolutely. So I also do my own little consulting where I help students with the college admissions process. That's called Southeast Texas College Counseling. And then
You know something about that.
We know a little bit about that. Yes, we do. Absolutely.
And then I also do a lot of volunteer work with the Junior League, with Stable Spirit, Arc of Greater Beaumont, and then Make Ends Meet are my primary organizations that I work with.
Yeah, that's just a primary. She's not even going to get into the other three.
We went into like eight items. I'm super excited. So basically what we're saying is when Elton spills a Coke, you can continue.
Absolutely. We can do that too.
We always like to make sure we take care of our phone. Oh, Coke Zero. Not me, guys. I'm all about the sugar. So, Doc, what? Okay, so let's talk about the day job.
Yes.
Let's talk about the day job. Give us a sense of what your day is like.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I've got this big. Oh God! All 18 hours of it. Okay.
So we're located here in Beaumont, and that's our primary headquarters. And then we also have offices in Midland, Corpus Christi, in Louisiana, and Florida. What we do is we provide secondary spill containment to oil and gas and industrial world. And we have a big online presence as well. So what I do as a marketing director is I do all the fun things.
That's right.
Coordinate all the social media, the website, and all of the fun, pretty stuff.
Awesome. Spilling things inside the fence is bad.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Bad.
So anytime you're dealing with a foreign trade zone, which is what a lot of the refineries and chemical plants are out there.
No, wait. You know you got to break that down a little bit for the folks.
Yes.
Foreign?
Foreign. Like
F-O-R. Okay, go ahead.
So essentially what it is in this manner is what you're talking about is you've got a place that's boundaried out that has to deal with a lot of permits. So air, water, land, all of those things. You have all these entities that regulate this, right? So what happens with this is it's not at your house where you're changing your oil in your vehicle and you spill a little bit.
If cat litter out. Really do that. And, yeah, okay.
But they spill a little bit on the concrete and you just kind of clean it up and everything's good to go. They're actually regulated and have these policies and all the safety folks running around making sure this doesn't happen. So when you're doing this, you've got berms and you've got spill prevention that's there for certain facilities, but what happens in an emergency? You know what I mean? That's when you've got to reach out for, hey, what kind of secondary containment can we do? Do we just put these diesel tanks on the ground? Probably not a good idea, because you ever seen Joe try to fill up a vehicle? If y'all been next to the service station with him, man, he's on the phone, he's eating a brownie, he's trying to fill up his truck, you know, stuff everywhere, so.
Making a mess.
That's right.
So that is very important because, and that's where we want to lead into, you know, we always talk about behind the fence, which is Elton's world, very regulated. We want to make sure that we're always doing the right thing. You mentioned OSHA. So obviously there's some regulations. You don't want to spill some crude all over the place.
Yeah.
A pipe breaks. There's a hurricane, right? So that's kind of thing. Yes. So what, okay, let's say, oh God, you guys know I hate talking about this. Hurricane's coming, and we know it's coming. Mm-hmm. What are some things that we have to have ready for that? Because I'm sure there's some things in place, right?
Yep, that's a great question that my salespeople can really
look at that. That is marketing 101.
We just deflected the heck out of it. So what we're saying is call Consolidated Containment, ask for anybody other than the GOC, and
Hey, what's going on here?
Now he just messed with all of your commissions.
Man! So there is some assets, obviously,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So our salespeople are very experienced in the field. They'll be able to do site visits and look at what all you have and go over that and talk about the requirements and the types of spill containment that would be best for them.
And you're local, so that is a good thing, right?
Yes, we are local and we can do that, but we do have a nationwide presence as well. And so we can go out of state if we need to, wherever the location is. So we're more than happy to do that, but we definitely have some really great people on our team that are able to provide that service and go out and do some type of evaluation.
Our cousins in Louisiana, you know, they get hurricanes we do, so it's good to know that you can do that, right, Elton?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other piece is, too, having the folks that they have and employing the folks that they have in the community. We see them all the time at the business development meetings. Yes. You know, these are folks that are vested in what we have going on here in the area. Not just for the refineries, but even the construction sites that are out there with all of the apartment complexes and commercial buildings that are popping up and everything like that. Gas stations are the perfect example. You know, that's a lot of product to put underneath the ground right there. So containment and secondary containment like that is a pretty important deal as well.
Gosh, you don't even think about that with flooding and things like that. Those gas tanks or diesel tanks are underground. That's the situation. Yeah. Woo! We're ready for it here in Southeast Texas.
That's
so, Doc, if folks want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Well, I did want to mention one thing.
Ooh, let's go.
So, you mentioned kitty litter, for example. Yes, so, we also sell other environmental products like absorbents, like loose absorbents that are made of natural product, natural things like coconut husk and things.
Okay.
And so, you can use those. So, at the gas stations and other, so it's not just oil and gas, it's even residential or some of these other commercial businesses. To be a little bit more environmentally friendly and mindful of that, they can use like absorbents that they just sprinkle on, and they're actually better for the environment and then also their health in general than kitty litter. So, so we do sell a wide range of environmental products. Yeah, so we also sell some liquid emergency spill response that a lot of the oil and gas and other places use. So we're just not just berms and containment. We also do other types of environmental
and
projects.
Environmentally friendly. That is really, really good to know.
Absolutely. And even like drain protection. So we have like these big events, like with Mardi Gras or these other big events,
we can provide
like drain protection where we do curb inlet filters. So that way, as you're doing like maybe construction project or having these events, we have those products to help prevent like beads or cans or anything else getting into the sewage system.
Beer bottles.
Pretty much.
Why are you judging me, Elton?
I'm saying So if people want to reach us, though, they can go to our website, consolidatedcontainment.com, or they can give us a call at 409-429-4834.
Can I?
Fine, Joe. Go right ahead.
Are you sure? I have a burning question for you.
Oh, no.
Here we go. So let's say, because we always like to get in-depth with and learning who our folks are. Okay. We just had a young lady on.
And by we, he means Joe every single time. He just wants to find out. You'll see. Just watch.
We just had a young lady on that you babysat back in the day. So
yeah, we. He's got a mouse in his pocket.
There's that. So, okay. So, you're going to have a dinner party.
Okay.
All right? And you're running late like Elton Hollis. So, you got to put something together. There's 20 people coming to the house. What is your go-to dish? Or dessert.
I like to call Jason's Deli.
Subcontracting at his best right there.
Awesome.
Supporting small business.
How it goes.
See, she don't want to do it all herself. She wants to support small business.
Absolutely.
Very much. Good time.
It's all about food with Joe every single time. Brownies, food, something.
You know, if somebody happens to have a recipe they want to send to me, I can forward on to people. Well, Doc, it's fantastic you're here. We appreciate you guys very, very much for hanging out with us, and especially the star of the show. Catch him out on the Dancing with the Stars, Southeast Texas.
Yes, Junior League. I'm so excited. Junior League. It's a great organization. The DOC supports. Yes.
I really have enjoyed it. I've got to learn a lot of what they do, including the stables. You know, and I laughed at what everybody said. They said, well, look, how long is this dancing routine? I said, it's only 3 minutes. I'm not going to be.
You need that.
You're going to need it, folks.
Yeah. So 3 minute routine turns into 300 days of practice. And with the dancing partner that I have, she is a lot more athletic than I am. So there has been, maybe not Ben Gay, but maybe some muscle cream that's on there to kind of keep me able to walk around a little bit. But here's the thing that's been the best is the folks that I've met that are the other dancing teams, man, to be able to pick and joke and visit with each other about that stuff, it has been a blast. Everybody is excited about raising the money. I've never actually personally been to the Dancing with the Stars. But I'm telling you, from the videos and from the pictures I've seen, it's going to be a great time. So I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. We're excited to have you do that. And we really appreciate your participation in that.
Anything to make myself look like a fool, I'm all right.
There's that. So, and as you know, Small Business Friday will have a table at the event. So come check us out. We've got the confetti cannons ready to go.
Oh, here we go.
We got the silly string. We're going to be rock and rolling. Are you wearing your pink overalls for this event?
I do not have pink. For the 15th time, I do not have pink overalls.
That's not the rumor.
This is a farce made up by Joe Tanner.
That is not the rumor. There are pink overalls. Matt has a picture of you posing with the pink overalls.
I thought I saw him in the dressing room.
Here we go.
Well, that's why we love her. So, hanging out with the doc over from Consolidated Containment, the star of the show. And I'm just Joe hanging out looking for my next brownie. You guys hang out with us on Small Business Friday.
B-Max Minute would like to thank our sponsors. Darcy Peel of Coldwell Banker Southern Homes, a multi-million dollar producer ranking in the top 5% realtors in the nation. Contact Darcy at 409-767-1576 for all your real estate needs. Plumbing Solutions has a reputation for high-quality plumbing and backflow services with excellent customer service as top priority. Residential, commercial, industrial, and marine services. Go to plumbing.solutions to ensure all your plumbing projects are top priority. Get pre-approved for your home purchase or refinance loan with Amber Sawyer, loan originator with Highlands Residential Mortgage. Call 409-512-4058 today.
Hey guys, guess where I am? I'm back with Kim Johns. She's been on a previous episode of the BMX Minute, but today we are going to talk about another one of her businesses. She's like all the rest of us, doing about 12,000 things. This one is near and dear to my heart. One, because I've seen her work on this and it's amazing. This is her business, Websites by A La Carte Solutions. And if you have a website, if you want a website, if you need a website, check her website out, because what are they going to see?
Well, they're going to see what we do and the way we organize a website and how well it ranks on the first page of Google, because that's what we specialize in. And it takes special things that you have to do on the website, and then things that you do need to do off the website, on, you know, just in the rest of the online world, that helps you rank on the first page. And there's other things that you can do if your industry is really competitive and you've got a lot to people to compete with on that first page. But most of our websites, they definitely get to the first page, if not at the top. So that's what we specialize in.
Yes, and I know because I'm hoping you're going to be working on my website. Don't look at it yet. But so when I looked to some of the sites that you've done before, and they come up. It's amazing, and that's the way it should be. When you need customers, where do most of them go? Google. That's where they go.
Yep.
I mean, that's a thing.
Absolutely. If you need shoes, you look at where the shoe stores are. You're looking it up on Google. I mean, everybody does it.
Right.
Google it. Yes. It should be in the dictionary.
it probably is now.
Probably.
Well, so I did want to come by, and because I know you have your plumbing. Tell me the name.
Plumbing Solutions.
I knew that. I was going to say Plumbing Solutions, but I didn't want to get it wrong. So I know you have that going on. You have your a la carte, and you also have your storage sheds. So, and we've touched on that a little bit last time, but the a la carte solutions, because I am in marketing, and I know the value of a good website, I wanted you back on the show because I wanted people to find out one of the best places to get a decent site, not a decent, a really good site, and be able to rank so people can find it. What's the point of having a good site if nobody's going to find you? So we're working on mine. Don't look at it yet. But I want to thank you for being on the show again and for supporting the BMAX Minute. We are so grateful for people like you so that we can get information out to people. We're all in business, whether we work for someone, we have our own. We're all out here trying to survive and be the best that we can be. And you're Absolutely. One of the people that I enjoy speaking to.
Aww,
and I enjoy watching your journey, and I enjoy seeing you grow and flourish. So thank you.
Absolutely. And you as well, and everything that you're doing for Small Business Fridays and the guys in the studio. I mean, it's a really good thing that you're doing, and we appreciate you too. And then, of course, we're doing the chamber thing together too.
Yes.
So that's super important in the business world. Mm-hmm. And so thanks for coming and asking me about my web design by a la carte solutions. I can't even say
all
it.
Right.
But the storage place is SCTX Storage Solutions.
Okay, good.
And then Plumbing Solutions. So we've got all the solutions.
Yes, you do.
We're going to add some more probably too, but.
Well, I would not be surprised at all. So, well, good. So again, guys, if you need a good website, what's the best way they can get a hold of you?
They can look up our website and get the information from there, or 409-730-5616 is our main line. But you can also just search website design in Beaumont, Texas, and we're at the top.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. And everybody, again, let's do what we can to help push them along. Look, it's already ringing. That was quick. Back to you guys in the studio.
Texas Realtors, free up your valuable time with Texas Agent Advantage. From the showing to the closing, every step will be handled for you, completed professionally and on time. Learn more at TexasAgentAdvantage.com. Follow Yaya's I Love Junk on Facebook, now offering event rental space in downtown Silsbee. Yaya's I Love Junk on Facebook. Would you like to be a guest on the BMAX Minute or BMAX Minute Plus segment of the Small Business Friday program? BMAX Inc. production clients receive a complimentary spot on both segments, or you may sponsor one or the other and receive your guest appearance. Sponsorships are very affordable as we grow our audience. Lock in the low tier rates now before we have a rate increase when we hit 5 million viewers and listeners, which is fast approaching. Would your business benefit from being in front of that many people? Hurry, text or call Bonnie at 409-313-2514. Or email to bonnie@bmaxinc.com.
Man, we are back in the studio over here at Lamar State College, Port Arthur, hanging out with our Seahawks and hanging out with some fantastic guests. It is Elton Hollis' birthday month. Happy 51st birthday, Elton Hollis.
We got to work on your math.
Let's go ahead and shoot it over to the star of the show so you can introduce who we got, man.
Hey, everybody, man. Today we have some pretty awesome folks with us. So we have Jacob.
Sir.
And Britt, how you doing?
Good.
So, let me tell you what's funny about this. So, Jacob and I actually went to school together. He was a little bit younger than I am, but went to school in Kirbyville. And
Nothing. Go, keep going.
What was that comment?
No.
I didn't talk about them LCM graduates, but...
Oh, high quality.
Yeah, I hear you. What's cool is it's always great to have guests, right? But when
Absolutely.
You have people that you went to school with, that you know, that you've seen grow and really move forward... Joe, you can't spell. What are you using that pen for? A lot younger. Yeah. We can see that already.
Oh, sorry.
But it's great to always deal with folks like that you know and you've seen grow. But here's the thing. When you see folks that are able to have that balance, like we've talked about on the show before, where you've seen them work for other people, right? Like what you did with Kendra Morgan and stuff like that. Well, not only have the work-life balance, involve your family. So you bring your wife in, or it's probably the other way around, right? She probably motivated you a little
Pretty
bit.
Pretty much. She's the brains.
Actually, he drug me in kicking and screaming.
What? Kicking and screaming. Man, here we go. Give you a little bit of credit there.
But she didn't leave him in the car. So it's a good thing. Well, you know, yeah, with the window
it's
open.
It's partner thing.
That's right. Yeah. But that's what's awesome is when you see everybody get involved, you know. And I'm on Jacob's Facebook page, and what's even better is to bring the kid in, you know. And you got the boy, and you see him out there. Man, he's picking up sticks. He's operating equipment.
Yep.
You had him out there surveying at one point. Oh, yeah. I was like, look at all this stuff, man. Yep. That's what we love about small business, getting everybody involved with
Absolutely.
It. So to kind of start out, if you'll just introduce who you are, what you do, and what the name of your company is, we'll get rolling.
Are we going to go ladies first? Because
yeah, always.
Ladies first.
Yes, Joe, you didn't have to point that out like I was going to.
Well, Brittany, I actually have several things I do. I have a day job, as y'all said earlier.
Day job. We love that.
We know those.
Yeah, retirement plan manager. With that, Jacob and I also have a real estate company where we do spec homes. Started out rental years ago, kind of tried flip, and then decided to build. And then I'm also a real estate agent aside from that.
Wow, so you just didn't have enough to do, right? You just kept stacking it up.
I like to keep busy, and we have our 14-year-old boy who keeps us very busy.
Haven't slept in 14 years either.
That's right.
And you're still awake, so that's amazing. Okay, and you chose to take that 13 seconds that you got and come on this program. We got to talk about
you. We appreciate it.
I'm just saying. So, super excited. All right. So we have the other half here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pretty much.
Right. He's carrying the load. He's feeling the stuff. Right.
Well, I just deal with the contractors. She's the brains. I'm the bronze. So we're two total different people. So it really works in business. You
That's
know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So dealing with the subcontractors and the builder, the other folks that you have helping you build these homes and the real estate piece. Well, that's a challenge in itself, right?
It can be.
That's why he does it.
Yeah. it can be.
You're keeping everybody on your patience a little bit.
A little bit. It can be extremely frustrating, but at the same time, it can be extremely rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? You meet some great folks, right?
Absolutely.
That you
absolutely.
Deal with, and what's great in that type of world, I deal with a lot of folks that are in the realty world and the flipping houses and all that, is you can't do everything by yourself.
Right.
Well, that'll wear you out in no time. It's just about in any business out there, but especially what you folks deal with. So to be able to meet those other folks that have those kinships, you know, they're passionate about what they do. They love, and that's my favorite thing. You find somebody that you think just deals with a little bitty piece of the puzzle, but they're passionate about it, and they can deal with it. I have to deal with those people all the time because I do a whole lot of things, but I don't do a whole lot of them to the level that the professionals do. So that kind of thing to me is really awesome. I guess y'all experience that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we try to surround ourselves with people who, well, we got into it. I mean, we had people help us. And so we only use people that other people recommended because, again, we don't know all that. I'm not an electrician. I'm not a plumber. I'm not any of that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we took other people's advice, brought people in, and just try to use quality people who know their stuff.
Right.
So back yourself up a few years, and you said that you don't do the flip houses anymore, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a reason because it could be difficult, I'm sure.
Okay.
So give your younger self some advice. What would it be? Or for folks that are in the small business world that are trying to start up, what would be some advice you might give folks?
Mine would be don't tell yourself no.
Well, that's
like
a good that. One.
Very
that's
good.
A real good one.
Very
like,
good.
Like I said, I was kicking and screaming. He was the one that like, let's do this. And I was like, hold up. No, I don't know.
So you came out of your comfort zone a little.
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Absolutely.
How did you decide? Now, I know obviously he's pulling and screaming and all that. But how did you really go, you know what, within myself, as a small business owner, which you are, how did you decide it is going to happen? I'm going to put myself out there. That just, leap of faith.
Just didn't tell myself no.
That's it.
Just,
that's
you know, kind of trusted him to pull
surround yourself with those kind of folks, right?
You are who you hang around.
Yeah.
So you,
that's
you
it.
Know.
So you can level yourself up. Guys, remember, a lot of things with small business depends upon the positivity of what you're doing. You don't want to be in the same spot that you're in now. You always want to continue to work and be more progressive and make sure that you're going for your dream. Do not let anyone else tell you where your dream's going to lie.
And I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit because I know Jacob won't, but you know, we've known each other and have talked about
this. You can't get him to shut up. I'm just saying.
So it's not like, and she talked about him dragging and kicking and screaming. It's not like some folks. So some folks, they reach out there and they say, hey, here's the deal. I couldn't find a job I liked. I didn't have a steady job. I was in construction. I was on and off work. know, that's not really a scenario you guys had. So, you know, Jacob was working for a good company, had a good reputation. You know, anybody else would look at that and say, you are nuts for leaving a company like this and doing your own thing. And that's not what you guys did. You reached out there and said, look, yes, I have a good job. Yes, I enjoy this piece, but I'm not getting that satisfaction.
Right.
And that is tough, especially for somebody that was brought up as hardworking as you are, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about the hours, the dedication, everything else. Now you're going to take that and your family and say, we're going to jump off this cliff and take off with it. That's, well, I'll tell you what, that's some bravery right there.
It's scary.
Yeah. But Brittany didn't settle. You kept going, which is really, really good. And that's the whole cue to that, folks. Don't settle. Keep rocking and rolling. Be like the star of the show. Make this happen. Make it happen.
I don't know about
or
all that.
Be like Joe. If you know there's a brownie across town, drive your butt across town and go get that brownie.
He definitely said doesn't say no to brownies. That's
never,
for sure.
Ever, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never, never.
No. All right. So look, we talked about all the crazy stuff, but let me say this. What is the most, or let me ask this question, what is the most rewarding situation that you've ever been in when it comes to watching somebody purchase a home or something that you've taken and built up? Just trying to describe that feeling for me.
That's you, babe.
Guys, I want you to pay attention. I want you to pay attention to what he did. Smartest husband on the planet.
That's why I've been with him 22 years.
And she's only 24. Y'all calm down.
Funny how that works. So there's been several opportunities where we've been able to go into the homes of people to either, well, one of the people we built, she has me come over at Christmas to do gift exchange, ornament exchange.
Oh,
and
wow.
Being able to go in, have relationships with these people, and then go into the houses that we built and see how people made it their home and it's their personal stuff just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy. That's what keeps me wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Is just seeing how they, you know, we did this for them and they love the home and they're happy there.
You walk into that home and you go, I remember that fascia. I remember having to stand up and get, I'm telling you guys, from someone who used to do this, you walk into that house and you're so glad it's become someone's home.
Right.
And then, of course, you do. You go, you know, I remember that stud right there. Yeah. Give me all that.
I cut that piece of trim six times. It still didn't.
Man, thank goodness that clock is looking good over there. So, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm so glad that you brought that up because that is a very big reward as a small business owner is to walk in and go, you know what, I built that, but so glad it turned out good.
They get to enjoy it.
That's good. Exactly.
And to be brave enough to live in the same place where you build homes, right?
Right.
You're like, man.
Well, one of the houses,
people are happy with it.
One of the houses backs up to our house, so we actually can see the neighbors over the fence. And
That's something else. Yeah. But, you know, how much more of an example of small business is it than that, where you're like, okay, we're going to do a good enough work and have the quality and have the fortitude to reach in there and say, not only are we going to build homes in our same location where we live, you know, we're not scared to do it in the backyard, in the side yard, right down the street we got to drive every day. So that's pretty awesome.
So guys, folks want to get a hold of you, real estate, homes, what is the best number to get a hold of you guys at?
Well, you can get a hold of me at my phone number, 409-781-9734. And then, of course, we both have Facebook, Brittany Dominic and Jacob Dominic.
Guys, hit them up. Check them out. Look, we love good folks. The star of the show brings the best people. Now, rumor has it, there's somebody in the audience that I'm extremely excited is here. So we're going to hang out with him next. And
are you ever not extremely excited?
Well, you know, when the brownies run out,
I tell you what, one of the parts of this show that is my favorite, other than visiting with everybody and seeing everything, is watching us do these segments and realizing it doesn't matter if you're in realty, it doesn't matter if you're in construction, it doesn't matter what you do. There's always a common theme when we're visiting with everybody about the excitement of what's going on these days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it wasn't always a time and a place when we were excited about being a small business owner. Whether you didn't like the government regime that was in there, whether you didn't like the area that you were in, people these days after COVID, and I know COVID, you know, we hate to talk about it and all the bad things, but the good thing is it reset a little bit and it let people realize that you don't always have to depend on just going and making a paycheck with an employer. It's like, hey, if we can survive a worldwide pandemic, what other challenge is there that we couldn't survive? So that's been an awesome thing that we've seen on the show, is people just excited to do their own things.
Right.
That's it. Absolutely. And folks, we are super excited that Britt and the best husband in the world were able to join us today on Small Business Friday. You guys hang on. We'll be right back in the studio with some more cool folks.
Thanks, everybody.
So you think you know Southeast Texas. This bridge, that land, this city, this building. Where? What is it? See if you know Southeast Texas like we do in the DroneWorks Guess Aerial Contest. Every week, watch on Facebook for the aerial photo we post and be the first to answer the question right, and you'll win a 5 to 10 second slot on the show. Who doesn't want free advertising? This week's winner is
Lovebug Party Boutique. Picture perfect parties that wow your guests, bringing big city trends to Beaumont for your next party. Ask about our photo booth. We've got the best parties in the business. Visit us at lovebugpartyboutique.com or check us out on Facebook and TikTok.
And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the DroneWorks Property Spotlight.
Hello, Small Business Friday. We are here with our good friend, Wayne, at Next Level Car Care. They're in the Edison Plaza building, and they take care of everybody's cars here, as well as people from Beaumont and the surrounding areas. So I'm going to let Wayne tell you a little bit about himself and his business.
Okay, so we've been detailing in the area for 10 years now. We were known as on-the-spot mobile detailing. We did it mobily. We just got a brick and mortar so that we can offer detailing at a location that's closed in. We're also insured $3.5 million, and we're open from 8:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Okay. We also take clients that are not a part of the Edison Plaza as well as the Edison Plaza. You can book an appointment. You can also look for us on Facebook at Next Level Car Care, Instagram the same name. We offer ceramic coating, paint correction, any detailing done to your vehicles. We also offer subscription-based plans, which will work month to month. You can also get an extreme level wash for free if you sign up for our next level subscription package, which is a month to month basis. You don't have to sign any contracts. You can cancel it at any time.
All right, seriously, y'all come see my boy Wayne here at Next Level Car Care. Get your car taken care of, fixed up. Ask him about a subscription plan. And until next time on Small Business Friday.
So Matt hanging out with us today, and we're, you know, we don't need Elton to do this show. So look, if you don't know, Matt does all the magic behind the scenes. He takes care of the green screen. But Matt, I have a burning question. I gotta know, man.
What's that?
We have seen Elton in the pink overalls.
Yes.
We've seen it. We know they exist, folks.
Yes, they do.
Matt has proof that he's turning 51. He's starting to forget a little bit. I don't know what we're gonna do with him, but maybe. Maybe Matt, in his magical world, can put up a picture of Elton in the overalls, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing, guys. Yeah. And also, look, let's
I'm
do
I'm standing right here in my hand.
Told you.
See, they're pink. Right here.
They're pink. He's right here. They're pink. Guys, I'm telling you, green screens work. So look, we do want to give a shout out to Matt. We always talk about the sponsor of the show. But look, Matt does cool stuff with cool things. And Matt, you want to make it take off and do something?
Yeah, sure.
Now look, I learned something from Matt. If one of these little blades hits you, it's called being drone bit, right?
Yeah, it's a drone bite.
Drone bite. So, there's that.
Look, bite too.
We can, Matt does all kind of cool stuff for realtors. I'm a little nervous. He can come, he's taken this through doggy door. Now Matt, you're going to get the video of us donating $500 to Matt's favorite charity. I did not fit through the 6x12 inch doggy door. I got my head through. That's about it. All that brain power.
Joe haircut.
That was it. So we're a little concerned because I have good Jorge hair today. But if you guys need a professional drone, if you want to do an aerial shot, any of that. You look kind of cool. See, I am kind of cool, y'all. Call Matt with DroneWorks. We're going to get Matt to put his logo and phone number down here. Mm-hmm. He's super busy, guys, because he's super good at what he does. Matt, what project have you got working on now? Now, he can talk to me and fly this thing at the same time.
Yeah, so we're filming
construction. We've got several neighborhoods we're following from the ground up. We just did the fly through of the main event. We filmed
Over at Beaumont, the new place. Yeah,
we did their VIP night, their grand opening. I just left their ribbon cutting, actually.
So very cool.
We filmed that with the mayor and everybody there.
Very cool.
We do a little bit of every industry. So.
Well, we love that. Guys, we really do appreciate Matt hanging out with us. He does a fantastic job. Matt with DroneWorks. You guys give him a holler. He'll get his information up here. And, look, he's just going to catch it.
You turn it upside down, it turns off.
Wow. Because I would make it crash. Fantastic. You guys hang out with us on Small Business Friday. We hope Elton does not come see this. Happy 51st birthday.
All right, everybody. That's been your Small Business Friday podcast. And remember, for all your aerial photography and videography needs, contact DroneWorks at 409-781-5521. Check out Small Business Friday on Facebook at Small Business Friday Program.
Small Business Friday is brought to you by The Nutrition Spot, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, Coldwell Banker's Darcy Peel, Bison Specialty Services, and RT Technical.